This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it is time. Kevin, the big game is coming up, so it is time for some big game gumbo, as we all like to call it.
Yeah.
It's that time of year, Kevin, where we got to figure out exactly what to put our money on in this big game that's coming up on Sunday.
All right. I mean, you can still say the Super Bowl.
I'm just trying to be safe with it.
Trying to get us fined?
Yeah, because the boss said, look, man, you can't say it. And so I just want to be smart and safe.
I want to know if this is the worst Super Bowl joke ever. Now, Shippy... No. You might enjoy this.
I probably will.
There was a television reporter who dressed up like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Walked around the entire first part of Media Day to just dressed up like Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. Found Patrick Mahomes and said, quote, hey, Patrick, would you say there's no place like Mahomes?
I did like that.
I don't like that at all.
He smiled and politely nodded and said, yeah, I would say so. And that was it. That was the entire payoff to that bit.
Oh, that's it?
Would you say there's no place like Mahomes?
So here's the thing, is the setup and the inflection of your voice is important, too. So I wonder if that's why it fell a little flat, based on his response.
Yeah, man, you understand that.
All right.
Voice acting is very important.
Let's replay this. Hey, Patrick. So, would you say there's no place like Mahomes?
It's way better.
No, it's not, Shippy.
That is.
Don't let this take place.
All right, I might be in town.
During Big Game Gumbo. Dude. From the 469, the super big game.
Come on, people! What are you freaking doing right now? All right, I want you to
Can
know.
Can you tell that joke again?
No.
Perhaps.
I'm ready.
All right, are you familiar with the obvious fake named Mike Person?
No.
So Mike Person is an offensive lineman for the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, this is...
Mike Person?
Mike Person. Like, come on. What are we doing? So check this out. Mike Person plays for the San Francisco 49ers. But here's the more important thing. Because he's going to the Super Bowl, and he had a very generic quote of, yeah, this feels pretty good. All right, awesome. Here's why it's particularly important to the obviously fake-named Mike Person. In 2012, he played for the 49ers. In 2013, he played for the Seahawks. And in 2016, he played for the Falcons. Do you know what those three teams have in common?
They all went to the Super Bowl.
They all went to the Super Bowl, and he was cut by all three of them before they made it to the Super Bowl.
Did they all lose?
No, the Seahawks won.
All right.
That is, yes, that was the one that the Seahawks won. So, yes, he has been cut by three Super Bowl teams before.
Jerry Jones, get this guy.
Yes.
And cut him.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's there now.
But I understand that, like, cutting him also helps.
That's true. He's only made it to one Super Bowl. He's been cut from three Super Bowl teams. So there's a 75% better chance that you make it, or I mean, I guess a 300% better chance that you make it if you get him on the team and cut him.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
What about the
Dak
fact that
for Person, who says no?
Yeah, Cowboys sign Person. Like, that's going to be a great headline. You don't want to sign a Person? You should. All right, are you ready for a Super Bowl trivia quiz that only has one question?
Oh, yeah, sure.
A lot of pressure. How many Super Bowls in the history
None.
Of Super Bowls have been decided by less than 3 points?
Oh.
I advise you to rethink your answer.
Six.
One.
One.
I was closer when I said none.
That's true.
Yeah.
One Super Bowl ever has been decided by less than 3
points. Less than 3, so most of them are blowouts.
Now, that's interesting. I'm going to get to that in just a second because I was doing some research about this.
What is a blowout in that game? It's a Super Bowl, so what's a blowout?
Double digits.
All right.
So the
A touchdown and a field goal is a blowout?
Yeah. That's what I'm going to go with. Right. For the Super Bowl?
Okay.
That's what I'm going to go with.
All right.
So the only Super Bowl that was decided by less than 3 points was Super Bowl 25, Scott Norwood game. That's all that game's known for.
That was the one game I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, it's got to be that game.
The Giants beat the Bills 20-19. Now, check this out. The first 35 Super Bowls, only 2 were decided by 3 points or less. And that was Super Bowl 25 and Super Bowl 5, which is the first Super Bowl the Cowboys were in that they lost to the Colts. That's it.
Hold on, but you just said...
I said less than 3 points.
Okay, 3 points or less. Yes. Gotcha. All right.
So in the first 35 Super Bowls, only 2 were decided by 3 points or less. In the last 18, 5 of them have been decided by 3 points or less. So think about that. 35 years of the Super Bowl, only twice was it within a field goal. In the last 18, it's happened 5 times, 4 of which were with Captain Field Goal. So in case you ever wondered why I call him Captain Field Goal, that's why Tom Brady is Captain Field Goal. How crazy is that, though? 35 years, you got an ultra-close game twice. In the last 18 years, 5 times. And that doesn't even factor in the overtime game.
Dude, what about 69? In 1969, the score was 16-7. That's a good one.
Is that the...
or is that is bad? That's a bad game, right?
Is that the Jets-Colts game?
Yeah.
That arguably was, well, at least for the longest time, the most famous Super Bowl. That might still be the most famous
Super
Bowl.
What's a good game? What's a good score to you? Because don't, like...
31-24.
That's Denver Broncos in 98.
Against the Packers?
Yep.
31-24.
And that's not a very common kind of score. 27-23.
That's a good one.
Cardinals-Steelers.
That was a great game.
31-25, Packers-Steelers.
I remember that being
34-31, Steelers-Ravens. Ravens-Niners.
And so do you notice the trend? Like, because my son asked me, and I don't know if this has come up with your kids, Corey, is he goes, so is the Super Bowl just always close? And I laughed.
Not really.
Because... The history of the Super Bowl says no. Like, as of late, yeah, it's been really close.
41-33, Eagles over Patriots.
But, okay.
You know, that one still was close, though.
But think about the Super Bowl.
It's just high scoring.
Let's go after the Bengals 49ers game. That was an all-time great Super Bowl in Super Bowl 16, the first time they played. After that, Redskins win by 10. After that, Raiders win by 29. After that, 49ers win by 22. After that, Bears by 36. Then Giants by 19. Redskins by 32. 49ers by 4. 49ers by 45. Giants by 1. Redskins by 13. Cowboys by 35. Cowboys by 17. 49ers by 23. So, like, for this giant chunk of the Super Bowl, the games have been uninteresting and blowouts. But now... they've been super close. So that's been a big shift in the history of the Super Bowl. Now, we mentioned George Kittle earlier. He said that he has been playing with a torn labrum for the last 2 years. So that's pretty impressive. First of all, I didn't even know men had that. But also that he's been able to play through that for the last 2 years is pretty darn impressive. Also, Travis Kelce and George Kittle, first time in the history of the Super Bowl that 2 non-wide receivers have 1,000-plus yard seasons.
The labrum is the cup-shaped rim of cartilage that lines and reinforces the ball and socket joint of the shoulder.
Ah, that is not where I thought it was.
Yeah.
Thought it was significantly lower. Guys, if Pat Mahomes wins the Super Bowl, he will be the second youngest quarterback ever to win the Super Bowl. Do you know who the youngest is?
Tom Brady.
Nope.
Russell Wilson.
Nope.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes. Ben Roethlisberger.
Sorry, Shippy.
was 23 years old and 320 days when he won the Super Bowl. Pat Mahomes, 24 years old, 138 days. He's already the fifth youngest to start the Super Bowl. He would be the second youngest to win the Super Bowl if he gets the job done. Are you reading the fan text? I've avoided the fan text so I can continue this segment. Do you want to know something weird? Did you think that did you ever think that these words would be in the same sentence?
You have a hip labrum also, I'm being told.
That is closer to where I originally thought the labrum was.
Back to you.
Where are you going to get talked to after this segment?
When is Labrum Day?
So, it's in September. So, the death of Mr. Peanut and the advertising strategy around it is being altered because of the actual real death of Kobe Bryant. This is an actual thing that's happening in the world. All right, so this is a weird thing, but it's happening right now. So, planters killed off Mr. Peanut in a fiery explosion. But because of the death of Kobe Bryant, they're easing back on their social media advertising this week, and they are not showing that commercial anymore, where a fictitious animated peanut dies because of the death of Kobe Bryant, which is fascinating to me. And I do really wonder, would people see that commercial and then they would be upset about the Kobe thing because of a peanut dying? But apparently they have decided not a good idea. So they are still going to air, and I swear this is a real thing, they are still going to air a 30-second ad in the third quarter of the Super Bowl on Sunday, which is the funeral for Mr. Peanut.
Is he going to come back to life?
I don't know. I have not seen this commercial yet. But yes, in case you were wondering why they did that, they're going to air a 30-second commercial in the third quarter of the funeral of Mr. Peanut.
Wow.
That's a thing that is actually going to happen at the Super Bowl.
It makes sense, man. The people connect those things. I understand it. It does seem like a hypersensitivity, but Kevin, where are we?
Oh, no, I get it. I'm still just thrown off by the funeral. And by the way, Jimmy...
For a peanut?
Yeah.
It's called my belly. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
I eat peanuts.
And finally, for you, we can definitely use that as a drop. Jimmy Garoppolo said that Tom Brady sent him a good luck text ahead of the Super Bowl. Yeah, he shot me a text, just good luck and everything like that. And, you know, just go handle your business. You know, wasn't anything too complicated. Just go win. Jimmy Garoppolo with a great quote right there.
Man, hey, real quick, though, about Mr. Peanut and that whole thing. He was, at the end, he was really just a shell of himself, so...
Was he assaulted?
What the hell are you two doing right now?
Bits.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.